I really like it. Yeah.
Yo, I want to have a 70s party.
Yes, please. That would be my favorite thing. This is the podcast today, you guys. We're just going to party to this show. Yes.
Wow.
It's so good.
You're welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Blackboard Collective presents. Oh, hi, Kitty. Okay, well, this is chaotic. Okay, welcome. This is the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Juice. Juice. Yes.
Sorry, my juice was a little like.
That wasn't our best.
I mean, they were late. Like they were really, weren't in time. And
that was very not in time.
You guys,
I was like waiting. I was just like waiting for Alaska, and then like she paused, and I was like, okay, well, I guess like here we go. That was beautiful, gorgeous.
It's still not at the same time. You still did it by yourself, though. It's okay, you guys. It's our first time with all of our legs in a while. We're figuring it out. Okay, okay. I'm happy that we're all here. And that's, yes.
For real.
Welcome. I am Casey, and I am drinking. I made a mocktail today. It's like ginger beer and some tea and some lemon juice and some bitters. Mm-hmm. And then I am drinking coffee. And then I am drinking water.
That's the trifecta, if I've ever heard one.
You know? Yeah.
I love ginger beer.
I love ginger beer, too.
So good.
Pejit, what are you drinking?
I am drinking water and an agave, like, vanilla cream soda from Jersey Mike's subs.
Ooh.
They have gluten-free bread.
I don't like creamy sodas. I have a problem with creamy sodas.
I mean, it's just...
It's not creamy.
It's just like cream soda.
But like cream soda. Flavor. Yeah. I have a problem cream flavored.
Soda. I was like, do you have a fundamental misunderstanding of what cream soda is? She's like, do not put heavy cream in my soda. I don't want.
Yeah, there was very much pause there. I was like,
yeah, I was like,
I'm not a, yeah, I mean, no, I heard fair. From the they deafening have... silence that came after.
No,
I was like, what did I say?
They only have Pepsi. They only had Pepsi products, and I don't fuck with Pepsi, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just got that, and I have water, and I've had coffee. I've been awake since 7:30, so just
nice.
Busy bee. That is not a normal thing for me. I'm normally up at like noon. So,
Laska, what are you doing?
Here we all are.
I'm stretching.
Laska's struggling. Laska, what are you drinking? What's going
really
on?
Terrified.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Laska finally here.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Wow.
Welcome back. Thank you, friends.
I am having a matcha this morning out of my Justice and Juice mug,
Juice.
Which says activist, artist, asshole on it.
Asshole.
Of course. Asshole. And I have a glass of water, which is pretty much already gone. I'm still recovering my vocal cords, as you can tell from this beginning juice, which go ahead and miss me, everyone, with that, because I know everyone's gonna be like, y'all sound crinkly crackly.
I don't think anyone's ever made a comment ever about what we sound.
Okay,
like.
Well, those non-existent people that are out there that have comments, save them.
You know what? Keep it.
Right. Correct.
Shout out to keep it.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite.
But that's it. Yeah. This is got some drinks. What about you, Wiz?
Zoe Zeld.
What's up, y'all?
I've been drinking too much coffee with no food, so I'm a little bit out of it. So what time is it? 11? Yeah. Not great.
Yes.
Yeah, I've not eaten yet either.
Yeah. Me either. You guys holding it down. We're so, like, adulting well.
We're, like, healthy over here, you guys. We are doing well.
We just drink caffeine and water only.
The time difference, like, really fucks with me. Because, like, I've been truly awake since, like, 4 a.m. your guys' time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I've just been like, but it's like normal here. Like, it's almost 2 o'clock. I've had breakfast. I've been to the gym. I had lunch. I, you know, had an appointment. Like, we did all these things.
I'm just waking up, yo. I'm not even awake, Paige.
I'm so
what
tired
you just said that sounds exhausting to me.
That sounds stressful. I didn't like it.
I didn't, I wasn't into it.
It was a lot.
I right didn't like it.
That's okay. That's okay.
Meh. But we're here. Ooh. You know what?
Listen, we are here. Some of us are queer.
And we're making it.
It's fine. We love that.
That's true.
Who's queer?
You and me.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That was a joke. I think you like committed that really was hard to the sarcasm. I was like, did she mishear what she said? Like, did she think she said clear? Like,
I'm still in recovery right now, and I feel like my timing is fucking off.
I was like,
just ignore me.
Us. What? So, what do you
Yeah, the joke didn't
mean?
Curl. It didn't make it. It didn't make
no,
it all the way.
No. But you know what?
Whatever.
That's okay. That's okay.
This
you
is the episode
know what
where
does
we just
make
get it,
it
together. This is
yeah,
the
whole time.
Figure
the whole time.
I don't care. I don't even care what we talk about because I'm just happy to be back, and I don't really care if anybody's listening to this and they even care about what we're talking about. I just want to talk to you guys. That's it.
Aww.
That sounded
yeah
so defensive.
Fuck everybody else.
Like, it is defensive.
I don't even care. I don't even care if no one listens. I don't even care if you don't like us. I don't even care.
Rate, like, subscribe, share, and subscribe. I said subscribe twice. I can't even do it. I'm fired.
Yeah, it's listen. Okay. We didn't roast you last time, but we gonna start again.
Yes. I remember. I listened to the episode where you guys were like, last was really hard to roast. I was like, am I?
No. We just
well,
didn't.
I don't think you're hard to roast. I think we just didn't.
You I ran out of time, were... and I think I lucked out. Is what
yeah
happened.
Well, yeah. No, I think we did roast you on at least one of them, but you were gone for multiple weeks, and we were like, hey, there's only so much roasting we can do of you.
Yeah.
Like, we...
Yeah, oh, we you roasted roast me on my... You did. You roasted me on my run-on sentences.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I? Well, or did just we? Fine. I don't know if it was actually... Paige, do you have
I'm
a
extra
black business for us? You haven't.
Do I? Oh, do I? My friends, are you looking for a fun end of summer treat? You should check out Happy Ice. Happy Ice is an ultra-premium water ice product made from a secret recipe from Philadelphia with an artistic LA twist. It has the smooth, rich, creamy texture of an ice cream and the light, fruity refreshment of a sorbet without egg or dairy products of any kind. The resulting combination is an incredibly delicious and vibrant explosion of colors and flavors that brings happiness to any situation. It's also vegan friendly and contains no nut products, so nearly everyone can enjoy the incredible experience of Happy Ice. Their address is 7324 Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles. And their hours are from 12 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, well, take my money.
Happy
Ice. Take my money. Sold.
So great. Wow. What a
and
great
as they say,
we have.
Happy Ice, happy life.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It's like grandma used to say.
I'm not going to lie. When you said my friends, I thought you were going to do like friends, countrymen. But what's that?
Friends, Roman, yes, countrymen, lend me
you,
your ear.
You.
Why would she do
yes
that right now?
I don't know, but when she said it, I was expecting it, and I
friends
feel like I
countrymen
yeah. Thank you,
Romans.
We're missing Romans.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears
and your money. Go get this from this black
and
business.
Go
you
to
need
Happy
it.
Ice. Happy Ice. Happy life. Thank you. That was the part
yeah
that Shakespeare cut out, but it's fine.
Yeah,
I think that's Shakespeare.
It's because he didn't support black business.
Oh, that got
deep cut. Dark. Deep cut.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to be for real with the listeners today. Mental health is important, and I ain't with it today. You know, like, it's just not, my mental health is just not where it should be in the moment. So I'm usually the segue I lead. So if it goes into a dark place on accident, just know that we're working
that
on it. And we're going to make an appointment for... You know, our therapist, and send me prayers. And
also, like, you guys are not perfect either.
I love the
why are you
are
fighting
fun
the listeners? Like, why are you fighting the
listeners?
They are not.
We love and appreciate you.
Yeah.
Like, I just want them to understand that, like, we're all a little fucked up. That's all.
I think you can't have a perfect
episode every episode.
I think if they right. stuck with Honestly, us this they've long, made it this they far, know that.
They understand. Are so, which aware. Is why I felt like I could be real with them right now. I was like, I can't even pretend that I'm not, I don't Listen, have a little dark cloud over me today, because I do.
I feel it. I had a dark cloud over me last week. I get it. I get it. It's a weird time.
I could not tell really at all. You made it through very well. But I hope
I literally had woken up like 20 minutes before we were supposed to start recording. Mind you, we start recording at 1 o'clock my time.
Yeah, but I thought you were tired, like, because you've been working so much.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Who?
Yeah. Well, knows? I mean, hey, regardless, I'm sorry that you were feeling like I'm feeling now. Because
That's fine. I'm sorry that you're feeling poo shower. Like that right now. It's not fun at all.
It is a shower of turds.
A shower of...
Let's not say that again.
Oh, we're going to say that.
Well, not. We're going to... No.
All right. Well, like, what's going on in the world? What are we Great. What are we chatting about?
Oh, yeah.
Like, very kosher, Let's, very calm. Yeah. Nothing is
Very
is a
spirit
problem.
Lifting is oh, going yeah. to totally mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. add to mm-hmm. The turd tsunami that's happening in my life.
No. No.
Sure isn't. Sure is not.
Is it the word turd that's upsetting
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is. It's, okay, it's yeah. the actual word, I think.
And I think I chose that deliberately because it is one of those words that, much like moist, is just not.
No, no,
it's jarring.
Don't say that either.
It's a jarring word.
I'm actually getting hot. Like, this, yeah. don't do that.
I'm so sorry, listeners. I am attacking you with my words. Words are powerful. I'm going to stop. Anyway, what?
Where's the wizard when we need him?
What the oh fuck? My god. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
Wait, why tell
the world? Oh, yeah. We should have the wizard to talk about the whole Afghanistan situation. But yeah. I mean, until that happens, do we want to talk about something else first? What else? I saw something else and now I can't remember.
I saw something that actually kind of made me like just realize how different America is compared to like the rest of the world in handling the pandemic. New Zealand is going into a complete shutdown because they had one positive case, but they haven't had a positive case since February. And they were like,
but I would just like no. to say that this is more proof that we on this podcast should just run the world. We should be the new UN because I called it. I said, mm-hmm. congrats to New Zealand. That's so dope that y'all are back to normal life. The moment that any sort of travel starts again, you're fucked. Like, you are but absolutely
they've
fucked.
Been, because they've were, been they locked were... down.
No, they're locked down. Wait, you mean the borders?
Yeah.
They started opening them a little more. That's how this one person, because this person had traveled. That's how it got in. And that's what I was saying. Like, as the rest of the world gets vaccinated, and they had a slow, I mean, they're vaccinating people in New Zealand, but it's been much slower. Yeah. I was like, you guys are going to be super fucked. If yeah. you don't, I mean that your thing works, your plan works. And I love how quickly she shuts down, but you need to shut down and like mandate vaccines. Like that's how
yeah.
you will really eradicate this thing. So, it sucks. It's a bummer that they're having to do that again, but yeah, still shout out to her for being so, I forget her name. I'm sorry. The prime minister.
Proactive.
There.
Her name is, Jacinda.
Super proactive.
Jacinda something. Yeah, honestly, I saw it and I was just like, I am jealous that we don't have her running the country. And I know that like New Zealand is a lot smaller and like la 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 la, but like I just think that there's exactly. I just think that there's just like such a different idea of like how these things should be done. And America has chosen, like, let's just see how we do. You know, let's just normalize yeah. this. We'll normalize it like everything else. And her name is Jacinda Ardern, is the prime minister of New Zealand. Carry on.
Cool. You think what, Alaska?
I don't know. I'm like, so, like, I have, like, the government and me are like, And I'll say this coming from a person who did get vaccinated, who didn't really want to in the beginning. And I am vaccinated, but I have a hard time with it because I think that there's a lot of miscommunication across our country, and you have people who are really terrified that they're going to make this mandatory and they're going to lose their freedoms. And there's a lot of people on the other side of it who are like, but you should just do it because, and people who don't trust the government. There's just like a lot of shit that none of us actually know anything. We took on a vaccine also that the FDA like just a fucking approved. And now they're talking about boosters too, which scares me. I'm not a person who like, I don't necessarily trust the government. So this is something that I like kind of am grappling with internally for myself. I'm making the choices that I think are going to benefit us as a society and as a country, so that we can all get back to our lives and people are not dying. And I think that if that's working, great. But I do question what actually is happening here. Like I do question like what the government has plans for us. And like, I don't know, I'm sketch like that. Maybe, maybe I'm just
what
like fucking
you,
super,
what you,
I'm like, you know what I mean?
Like, but like, so like you question think, what the government is doing here. Like, what do you think they're doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the question that you have?
Right. Right. I don't know that necessarily that I trust. I don't necessarily know that I trust everything that the government, and bear with me because my brain is literally not completely back together right now. I've been out sick for a week. So my brain's like clouded.
I'm wondering,
but
I
have,
don't care.
No, and I appreciate you asking me because I'm still figuring it out. Like I have family on both sides of this table who like, are like hands down, like do not fucking, they will not get vaccinated. They're not about it. And I have people on the other side, you know what I mean? Who are like, well, this is what we need to do. But I wonder like at the expense of the vaccinated people, we're going to have to continually what get shots and get boosters and get there because the people are just not going to give up their space. And it's just going to continue to, and I'm not willing to continue to keep injecting myself with shit that I can't make myself. That's just me. And it scares me because it scares me even though I understand that there are scientists and people on there, but I don't necessarily trust media and I don't necessarily trust the government. How do I know they didn't hire a certain amount of people to show people of color to, you know what I mean, to have a face for this? And I don't necessarily trust all of it. I don't, but I'm willing to do it so that we can move forward because I think it's the better choice in my personal opinion, but I am scared. I don't, when they talk about like the FDA not necessarily approving it and like boosters coming up soon and how we're going to have to now get boosters for that, which I get you have to do most of the time when you get vaccines. But there's just a lot of nerves, I think, there. And I don't know that I really explained it very well because I'm kind of just ranting off maybe just some of my own fears.
No, you explained
I think
it.
Are valid.
You explained it fine.
I think there's a lot of people here that feel that way. I don't think people feel like they have an actual answer. They don't know where this is going. And I think we rely so much on knowing what that result is going to be. Like, when is the date when we can all do what we're going to do again and live normal life? But there isn't that. It feels like we're continually going back to square one. And then, you know, the unvaccinated are blaming the vaccinated are blaming the unvaccinated. And it's like, where does that fucking end and begin and like stop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Go ahead, Zach.
I'd love to jump in really quick on this too. In Alaska, I feel like what you're saying is totally 100% correct, where it's like, what is the end game? Like, it's scary. And we've been through this now for a long time. It's been over a year and it's still like, there are questions and it's freaking scary. And we didn't know that the Delta variant existed, but people were like, there could be a Delta variant. There could be a variant that will break through the first round of vaccines. And there wasn't one. They thought it was the Beta. That got its ass kicked by the vaccines, go vaccines. And then Delta shows up and goes, ha ha, I've done something different and I'm going to evade some vaccine stuff because there are people who are unvaccinated. So it gets a taste of vaccine and unvaccine and it can mutate. And that's what viruses do. But here's the good news. The good news is that if you got two doses of an mRNA or you got the Johnson & Johnson, that you still may end up getting COVID or testing positive for COVID or having light symptoms of COVID or even having scarier symptoms of COVID. But you won't die from COVID, right?
Well, that's something I'm dealing with right now, though, Zach, is like I have had family members recently right now who actually my cousin's in the hospital right now. He's vaccinated and they have him on high levels of oxygen right now for having COVID. My aunt and her daughter, like there's a whole thing. One of them's not vaccinated. She's fine. Went through COVID and is fine. So it's like I think that's what I'm hearing is like people were like, oh, well, if you're vaccinated, then you're fine. And then there's people who are saying, well, that's not necessarily true. Like I've talked to doctors and I'm like, well, I've talked to doctors. Like I did. I actually talked to doctors who said you should get vaccinated because of this and this and this. And those are for Black doctors. So that made me feel more secure. But it's like, I feel fucking confused. And I think that's the problem. I feel so confused on like exactly what is right. And like, are we just starting a war against each other? That's what it feels like the media is doing. It's like vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And that's what it is. Like I have people who literally hate people who aren't vaccinated and vaccinated people who hate people who aren't vaccinated. You know what I mean? It's like, where you're going to rip families apart. Like, I don't know what to do. Like I'm lost here. So just,
yeah. Well, the Delta variant is definitely something that is scary because it is breaking the vaccine level of efficacy for sure. And yeah. So, yes, there are people, I'm so sorry to hear that someone that you know who has been vaccinated has gotten Delta now, because someone who may have gotten an earlier strain without any vaccine could have handled COVID pretty well. But the new variant, which would have existed no matter what happened, whether there were vaccines or not, is the scary thing that is breaking that. And so, yeah, I think the answer is like we need to be really looking at COVID as something that, unless you're New Zealand, who can actually, like we said, like shut down for real and like be like, we are going to isolate ourselves from the world for 2 weeks again. We're going to have to literally live with COVID.
I mean, in
and
my
that
opinion,
sucks, but that's the
yeah,
truth.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't
no, 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 you're right. No, I was done.
No, I just feel like we have to give ourselves our best chance. Like to me, this is not the first pandemic. We've gone through the Spanish flu. We've had smallpox. We've done all this stuff. This is not the first time a vaccine has had to be developed. And we are the furthest along in science than we've ever been. Like the fact that we don't get smallpox now is like crazy to think that back then, yes, it gave them a fucked up scar, which I have a lot of questions about, but
it, yeah, but this is the first time, Casey, I just want to correct you, but I want to say it is the first time in this generation of people who have gone through this kind of thing. I don't think, like, people who went through this, like, you know what I mean? Like, most of our people have not been through something like this. So it does feel like a shock to the system. It does feel like a...
Well, people are still alive who got the smallpox. Like, you know, like, those people are still alive. And yes, and I'm not saying it's not new for us, but if we can't look back and learn from history or at least take a page from it, then what is it there for? You know, like, I'm not saying that vaccines are perfect. The fact that we have to get boosters, you know, just shows that we're all going to have to learn together. But, like, I feel like at some point we all have to work together to give ourselves our best shot. And, like, not trusting the government is, I understand it, but also doing nothing feels like the alternative. And doing nothing is not, like, how do we move past this ever if we do nothing?
I don't think it's nothing. I think it's just, we have to ask more questions about our government. I you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we don't know enough. Like, we don't know enough about what they're actually fucking doing. That's me, but I'm also the one on the podcast who's, like, the most fucking, like...
Right. No, and I'm happy that we have that. Like, it's good to have your perspective here. Like, that's what this is for. But I'm just saying, like, even if we ask those questions, like, I feel like the scientists have been, like, releasing as much information as they possibly can. Like, it's not... I just feel like who do we want to ask and who will we trust? And like, because I do feel like the questions are being asked. It's not like, you know, it's a communist society where we're not allowed to ask questions or we're persecuted. People are asking questions all the time. And I think that a lot of scientists are doing their best to answer those questions. I just don't see it helping the level of discomfort, which makes me wonder, like, well, then what? Like, what is the, then what is the answer? What is the alternative, you know? Like, it's frustrating to me, and I don't take this as me being frustrated at you, I'm not, but it's frustrating to me to be like, I just did not have an alternative or a want. Like, tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. How can I meet you in the middle for this? Because unfortunately, we're in a country that is so shit at working together on anything, and this is something that we can only eradicate through working together. And that is very, very scary. Mm-hmm. So I feel like people have to come to the table and be like, okay, what do you need and what can I give you and what, so we can get out of this, because like going back into it is fucked and so frustrating.
Yeah, I think, well, like I said, I'm once again, I am vaccinated, so I don't know necessarily the answer. I chose to become vaccinated, but yeah. I do. But there are people that I hear their point of view where they're really terrified to do it because they're so far in this side of it, like they don't trust the vaccine, and that's for them to figure out. I didn't in the beginning either, and I had to do a lot of information and a lot of research and read a lot of things and talk to a lot of people for me to make my own decisions, and that's just the truth of it. But do we need more transparency from our government? Yes. Are they working on it? Yes. And so there is that. While I don't agree with a lot of what that is, I'm willing to like open my mind to it.
I'm in no way invalidating your discomfort. I get it. I get the discomfort, but like, you being our person who for real doesn't trust the government had so much hesitancy. You still had a lot like questions. You went and sought out answers. Sought out answers from people who would make you feel either comfortable or uncomfortable because they were a source that you trusted, you know, more or less. Like you still had a place, like there was a line, you know, like, and there was work done. And I think I'm frustrated with the people where I'm like, I don't feel like you're doing work.
I think I'm also expressing a lot of frustration and like nervousness and like feeling fear for my own family and like some of the people who I know aren't vaccinated. And it's like, fuck, like how do you even like convince people there when you can't? Like people are gonna have to make their own decisions. Like I can only say so many times, like you probably should get that. You know, how many different ways can you say you should probably get vaccinated? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Until they're actually gonna make a decision to do it. I don't know, but. I think I have like all of that pent up, and I'm like nervous about my family members and everybody else in this world. Of course. It's just like, it's insane. But yeah,
it's scary. And like, of being vaccinated. Yes. There have been people where the Delta variant has broken through the vaccine, and that's super scary, but the percentage is mad lower. It's like,
right. And like, that's what's so crazy is like people on the other side of this don't think that. They think that they're being lied to. And I don't necessarily disagree with this fact of media because I can't sit here and say that I 100% trust what like our news sources and what they're telling us and things like that. I can't say that because I never did. If we take COVID off the table, I'm saying outside of that and everything else that they put on there, I can't necessarily be like, yeah, they're probably telling the truth. Probably not. Like, that's how I feel. They're probably not telling the truth. Okay. Or at least they're taking it and spinning the story because we are a country of sheeple who follow what they tell us to do. So it's like, this is what we all need to do. Let's make this really fucking popular and accessible and like put big fucking blinky lights up and everyone's gonna fucking do it. And so now you're the outside person because you didn't do it. And it's like, I don't know. Like,
let me just try to calm that a little bit.
I'm not saying that specifically to COVID. I'm saying like in general, when they talk about stuff, it's like, they push people to do things and then everybody does it. COVID is one of those things. And this might be just the actual thing we needed to do, right? We should go get vaccinated. But I'm saying outside of that picture, I think we also have different storylines from media where it's not necessarily a good thing. You know, they fill also our minds with terror and make us think horrible things are happening and not, you know, they do that all the time. So people are confused and they don't know what to do.
So I would say that this is one of those interesting times where we have very scientific data that's not politicized at all that we can look at. And what I mean by that is there are graphs from cities across the country, states, countries that are just very boring and basic graphs that are people versus infection, versus hospitalization, versus death. People who've been vaccinated, unvaccinated, age, all the things, right? Very boring data. And then what happens is that data can be interpreted, right? And this is where I think you start getting concerned potentially, right? Where the data can get interpreted by media or government to maybe make something that you feel isn't true based on, where you can't maybe trust the data. But the good news is there's lots of very basic data that you can look at, that you can look at yourself and actually see it and make your own conclusion, not even get any spin. I feel very fortunate that I follow certain people online that I think are very good at their jobs, where they're able to look at the data and I don't have to do too much of my own inference, right? I can just have them give me some, but also I can look at it and go, oh, like my eyes aren't deceiving me either. And I trust them because they've been accurate, compassionate, understanding about what you're basically saying, Alaska, which is all the things of like pros, cons, hesitancy, worry, don't want to get sick, want to do the right thing, but also what's up. And there's all of that. And so I feel really lucky that I have that where I can ease, I don't have to watch the local news or the cable news. I can kind of follow certain people that are educated on this subject. And the good news that I've seen from that, and it's not anecdotal, right? Which anecdotally, we can have friends or family, and that's super scary, and it means nothing then on a global scale. It's like, well, fuck it, my family is struggling right now. Totally different then. But look, it's only 1%. It's like, well, that 1% is me. And I get that's a whole nother topic, which
I think maybe that's right? where we differ a little bit with is what you just said, which is like, here are the graphs, right? And that I would maybe look at that and go, they're probably doing something with that. You're right, I would. Whereas I would trust an actual doctor who's there handling people in that moment. And this is where it gets confusing, because I've spoken to a Black doctor who said, this is what's happening with COVID. It's real. These are the things that are happening in an emergency room. Da, 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 da. I've also spoken to another doctor who said they're actually writing off people that say COVID under them dying, but it's actually not COVID deaths, and they're ranking that number up. So you have these two different people who are doctors who are in the emergency room telling two different stories. And it's like, how do you, from the front line, right? Not a graph. So then what do you do with that is what I'm telling you. And again, it's like that. That's where I think it gets confusing is, how, what do you do with those kinds of, with that kind of information?
Well, you know, that information though,
if I wasn't vaccinated and I was trying to figure it out, I talked to those two doctors, what would you do?
Well, I would say that two doctors is still anecdotal. You know, if you have two friends that are movie stars, then everyone you know in Hollywood, you have two friends in LA, that's all you have, and they're all movie stars, then everyone in LA can be a movie star.
Well, movie stars are very different than ER doctors, I think, but.
No. I'm just saying that there's just, no, I would disagree with that. I'm just saying that each person, right?
Yeah.
Is a story. But when you look at overall trends, some of that stuff starts to get taken out and you start getting more realistic interpretation of what's actually happening. So could there be a very shady and sinister hospital or two or three that are mislabeling every single COVID case? Maybe. That seems rare to me that every single one, maybe there's a few occasionally, right? But let's say every single one's wrong, but there's majority aren't that. So I'm just saying, like, for me, I don't look at it and go, I heard two versions. They're both 100% true. I'd go, well, what does the overall trend look like when you have thousands of data points? That's all. That's like, that's how I would do that. And that's how I would want to give you some confidence in that of like,
well, that's right. I mean, I didn't make my decision based off of those two people
like, that's how I would look at it is right. Like, I know
there that's are how you people. Would look at it, but that's what I'm saying is the poll. That's what that's a big issue with people right now is why they're not getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. They feel like they don't really have an answer. They don't necessarily trust this or trust that. They're skeptical. So they're not doing it. And then you're like, okay, but now we're going to come back around to square one and we're all about to be in quarantine again for another fucking year and a half. And I don't want to do it.
Right.
And I don't want to get another vaccine either. Like, I don't want to. I already did it. I did my fucking part. I'm irritated at that. Like, I am. And I'm just a real fucking person. So whatever, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair. I'm way more like, I appreciate your frustration. And I also appreciate that you still got vaccinated. Yeah, like, that is my favorite thing
because I'm not like, an idiot. I question everything, but I'm not dumb. Like I do, and I'm not calling people who aren't. But it's like figure out your own shit. But I'm saying I had to do a lot of my own shit to figure out how when I want that I need to go get vaccinated. Okay,
and I think that is so fair. But at the end of the day, I just want people to give themselves a shot to like not die. And I get that you can still end up in the hospital with it, but I just feel like. If somebody was like, yes, you may die, you may not die, but if you have this golden ticket, less chance of dying. I feel like maybe let's put it like that.
It's like the red pill and the blue pill. Like,
you
can take this red pill and maybe you'll get sick and have a really hard time. But if you take the blue pill, you're fucked. Like,
like,
if you take the blue pill and you catch it, you might
like,
be,
come on, you guys, you make
might,
a strong choice.
You might be
and you guys are like, you guys are so good at being thorough and like explaining this very clearly. I think a lot of people don't think of it this way. And it's good that they're hearing it this way. And we took 30 minutes to talk about this.
No, I think it's so important.
I do think it's important. I think bringing a voice too, where I think a lot of people are confused. And I think when you say it like that, Paige, just giving that example, it's like, well, yeah, I mean,
that's well, like, you know what I mean? Like that really
they're,
is.
They're, but they're thinking about, they have, go ahead.
No, go. Well, I was just going to say that I think that's what Casey was saying. I think our internets are like missing each other, but whatever. I think that that's what Casey was saying when she was like, just give yourself the best shot you can, right? It's like, right, you want to give yourself the best chance of fighting this. And the best chance that we have right now is a vaccine. And like, that's it. We have been developing vaccines for since the Spanish flu. Like, there has been vaccine development and they have come so far. The smallpox vaccine left a scary scar on a bunch of people. And
it did. People like, what is that scar about?
Yeah, but people were like, you know, grandma, what's that scar? Why do you have that scar? And she's like, We did it for you.
And she was a grandma, you guys. She's going,
right,
like she lived to become a grandma. Like,
that's the thing. That's the thing to me. Like, at this certain point, like I am willing to get booster shots, whatever, like whatever, because like humanity needs it. If we want to continue to live and like, if we don't want this to become our new normal, like, I understand it is scary and I totally, totally understand the distrust of the government, especially lately. And Lask, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people like out there that like don't want to get vaccinated at all.
Well,
like,
I think you're talking to me and
I'm not. So, but like do it for your kids, do it for your grandkids, do it for generations to come, because that is what we're fighting for now. Like, our lives are possibly going to be this forever. There's a chance, like, and I'm sure that Casey, I know that that's not what wanted to hear right now. And I know that's not what anybody wants to, but this could become our new normal. We could be the generation that knew what it was like before. So then like, we have a choice. How are we going to do this then? Are we going to just let it kill us all off? Or are we going to fucking fight back and get motherfucking vaccinated?
Wow, that was, yes, yeah. And to be the voice on here for the people who are skeptical, like, you know, like, fuck the government. Yeah, that's me too. I'm also vaccinated, and I'll probably also get a booster, even though I don't want to. I'll probably do it. But here's the thing. That's from me. You're welcome. Make a decision.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so true. And thank you. I'm serious. I'm so happy you're back. Because it is. So it's much. A perspective that we need. Like, for real. I remember we were talking about something else and we were like, dang, I wish Alaska was here this week. Because she was.
It's because I always shake the shit up, dude. I always got some random ass shit to add.
It was last week and we were talking about the government doing bullshit. Oh, and I was like, can you imagine what Alaska would say right now? Like, there's actual shit that needs to get done. And they're holding this stupid vote so that they can get dumb clips of each other for fucking ads. Like, bite me, blow me. Yeah, people are starving.
Yeah. Let me hold my tongue so we don't go another 30 minutes.
Don't hold your tongue.
You had a lot to say.
Long running on sentences.
I say all that to say, like, I'm so happy that we have, like, a diversity of opinions on this podcast. It's, like, the thing that I wanted the most, and I'm so happy when we get into these conversations, especially when somehow we still all ended up vaccinated and we don't necessarily agree, because, once again, we should be running the world. Because if only the world could disagree and then somehow still end up all, you know, kind of on the same page, at least.
And I just wanted to say thank you for holding space for it, because I think it's really important. I think what you're saying is really important. I think having a difference of opinion on one podcast is really important, because there are so many people here who are confused and also want to get their voices heard. And it's not always like me sitting here saying what I'm saying is not always like the easiest. You make people feel uncomfortable or like you're terrified to speak out loud to say it. But that's what I think we have this for, because people aren't raising, you know, it's that kid in class who like has, they're never going to raise their hand. It's like, we should do that.
Yeah.
We should.
100%.
So, I'm willing to sound dumb. It's fine.
You don't sound dumb. You sound very valid. And like, concerns are valid. Like the thing, like, concerns are valid. Concerns about putting stuff into your body is valid. Like, straight up, that's totally fine. But just, like, think about, like, at a certain point, Americans have to start thinking about more than just themselves.
I also find it so interesting how, like, Americans get very selectively weird about putting shit in their body. Like, I cannot tell you how many people who are like, ayahuasca, want to try it? And then they're like, vaccine, scary. Like, what the fuck?
Hold on now.
Ayahuasca is from the ground and it's natural. So
it is from the ground. So is poison fucking ivy. Poison ivy is also from the ground. There's a lot of shit that grows from the ground that will fucking kill you.
Yes, but like, so is meth, but they combined a lot of shit you probably shouldn't put in your body.
But there's shit that even straight from the ground, very poisonous.
So is cocaine, but you can cut it and throw shit in it, and that's not necessarily
But I'm
your
saying,
body.
Even
All
with
saying is
exactly,
even throwing no shit in it,
you guys are
even throwing no shit in it, a lot of shit from the ground can just straight up poison you. I went to a museum that it was actually like a full room of shit that was like, people used to die from this all the time because they didn't know it was just in their backyard, and then suddenly Timmy was playing in the backyard and he died.
I was going to disagree, Timmy. But I know when I've lost a battle, and I thought about alcohol, and alcohol is a poisonous. So.
Yeah. Alcohol is poisonous.
All the time. The thing they put, and I also saw something, I can't remember where I saw it, but they were like,
and food, it
said something to the effect of plants are like grown to be poisonous. Like, that's its job. Its job is to just like grow, and it's poison. And then if you eat it, you die. But like stuff is like made that way by a person, and plants like, listen, I'm nervous for vegetarians. That's all I'm saying.
That took a very interesting turn.
But
that
I do
did not see coming.
I felt like we needed an icebreaker. Hey,
the point of this entire 40 minutes, vegetarians watch the fuck out, all right? That's honestly what we're trying to say.
Honestly, I'm stressed about vegetarians. And here's my
dissertation
on vegetarianism.
How many Happy Meals have you given your kids, people? And you're now worried? Now you're worried about what's going in their body? That shit is made of plastic and carcinogens and all sorts of crazy shit.
I have a question about everyone freaking out about their like freedoms being lost if they like, or if we start mandating vaccines. Did any of
I don't care about that, but there are people.
I know. Did any of you guys have to prove that you were immunized to go to school?
Yeah, like everybody.
Okay, so why are we tripping? Why is everyone freaking out? Like that to me,
none of this is new. That's been my
thing. So I'm just like, yo, yeah. I had to like hunt down my records before I went to AMDA. I had to hunt down my records to get anywhere and like prove that I was immunized for measles, mumps, all of these things. And then I could go to school. But so now, we're like, we're freaking out about people it. Now it's too much. Like, I think our generation,
like, and I hate to say this, like, I feel like we've been so coddled. Like, we are, last time this shit happened, like, those people had lived through World War I and World War II and the Depression, and they were like,
give me the vaccine.
If the worst that's going to happen to me today is I have to get a shot that's going to give me a bad scar. All right. Is there bread? Is there room in the bread line?
Like, I mean, but straight up, like,
and
we've
I feel
lived
like
through
our generation is
wars,
like,
and we've lived through huge, like the Iraq
none of it
war,
touched us.
That's fair. But we've lived through all these things.
None
too,
of that shit touched us. We watched that shit on the news.
That's fair, but I don't know if it touched them here.
I literally had to watch the news to be like, what's happening in Iraq? I still don't really know. We were just talking about that shit this morning where I was just like, what? Dude, so we had no reason to be there. Are we still at war? Are we technically still at war right now? This is how little I know about the wars that we have lived through, you know? Whereas like grandma's generation was like, my dad fought in the war. My dad had to go there, came back with PTSD, was an alcoholic for the rest of his life, lost a finger on the railroad. You know, like they were people who it touched them. Like it was like, there is a visceral experience that these people are having, especially with the depression too. Like I feel like that for sure touched them. So like, I feel like we have existed in this news bubble of trauma, but not actually, like, none of it has actually really affected our day-to-day life. And this is kind of one of the first times where it's like, no, you, your body in person today has to go and put this shot in you. And we're like, oh my God, I can't just read about it. Like, can I have a bunch of opinions? Will that do anything?
Can
like,
I will tweet that about it? Something? Can I tweet about
like,
it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like what we're seeing in Afghanistan, where it's like people just didn't think about it, didn't remember it, don't worry about it, whatever. And then all of a sudden when something happens, it's like, I have an opinion and it's a good one, or I'm going to blame someone or whatever. And I feel like the thing that pisses me off the most about war in particular is that if when we go to war, it's USA patriotism, support the troops. We got to go bomb something and look at our planes take off. And oh my God, these heartfelt goodbyes. And then it's like, war is over and it's, we left too soon and we shouldn't have done this. And like, everyone that's there is victimized there. And oh, we like should be colonialism forever. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Which one isn't the one being spent money on? The coming home is no cash for that, right? But going to it is where all the money's being made. You know, Universal out here, owned by General Electric, they're making planes and bombs and all that shit. I sound like Alaska right now. But it's true. It's like peace between people is not newsworthy. Peace between people,
of course not,
does not create the same patriotism. But it's the violence and the fighting is what creates the partisanship, creates the patriotism, creates the And we're seeing it play out perfectly with the Afghanistan withdrawal. But COVID actually touches you right now. You can't go outside. You can't see your friend. You may get sick. You are sick. Someone you love is very ill. Someone you love passes away. You may die. You're now being touched by this. And all of a sudden now your freedoms and your life and your all this stuff that you've been so coddled, Casey, which you nailed that word, now is real. But Afghanistan and the people there, you could give a shit when that plane was taken off and Bush was given 95% approval rating when we're bombing all these places for no apparent reason.
Right.
You know? Oh, it's America. We're going to sing the national anthem every fucking inning of a baseball game, you know?
I'm not over that. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That shit's bullshit. I want my friends back from those countries, back with their families, getting the help that they need to be people that can contribute to society here. I want that money to go to paying for college and debt and housing for American citizens. And I want to make sure that we don't forget about the women and children of Afghanistan, but they're not being protected by bombs either. We need to protect them in other ways. And that also women and children in this country aren't being protected. And women and children in China and all, you know, like we got to like really make that a thing, but it's not about our military being there, right? It's about who we give money to and how we want to represent America abroad. And it's all bullshit.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And we didn't, I mean, we waited on you to talk about Afghanistan and then we talked about COVID for an hour. But
beautiful. That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I could not be prouder of that speech. Can we print that? Can we get that in the jacket? When's the jacket coming?
Right. I know. Oh my God. Jacket. Our trench coat.
Where's the fucking trench coat? Yo?
Bringing it all the way.
Yeah.
Back.
For the, we didn't, we gave nothing to preface that. So what Zach is talking about is the withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan right now. It's a big kerfuffle. A lot of people are mad at Joe Biden. For causing
people
the
are mad at Joe Biden,
which he didn't actually cause.
No, straight up. But people are mad because the Taliban took over the city. They took over the city of Kabul. They've taken over the presidential palace. They have like infiltrated. I mean, like that's why people are like, oh, and like all up in arms. And I agree. I think that, you know, it's not. I'm not one to say it's not our fight because I think that we are a huge reason of why the Middle East is so destabilized.
Sure.
And our presence there, no matter how humanitarian they made it seem, was never that. But I would like us to talk more about this next week because I think that there's a lot of like actual stuff to like look into and research and have more information on before we like really start like diving.
Well, it's currently happening too, Paige, like you were saying. So I feel like things.
Yeah. I just think.
Yeah, which is what we had already said we weren't going to do a deep dive on it today because we don't actually know enough. But I just wanted to preface, like, we just kind of went into a speech and I was like, wait, that's what he's referring to, just for if anybody didn't know, like, what the fuck had happened. So
if anyone's just under a rock and doesn't know that.
It was me. I knew something's happening in Afghanistan. I don't know what it is.
Something's going
on. But
the images that are coming out of Afghanistan are really scary, honestly. There were people like clinging to an airplane outside of an airplane because they thought that was their better bet.
Yeah.
Than being in a Taliban run city. So like that kind of stuff like gets me and I'm like, oof.
Yeah. It's scary. I just don't know what I don't know what the, again, I don't know what the alternative is. Like, I don't know. I don't think that U.S. troops should have ever been there. But now that they've been there, it's got to be some president's job to take them out. And I don't know how to do that peacefully when there is a Taliban in existence, you know, which they have been in existence.
1,000%.
They're going to be.
I'm not saying that anyone has done anything like right or wrong. Like I'm not a fucking war expert. I am not the international relations police. I just know that like my soul like hurts for the people of Afghanistan. Same. Who are terrified. Absolutely. And for the female reporters of, you know, who have been reporting on this, who are now not going to be able to work because the Taliban has promised that they will continue to give women rights as long as it's like under the Islamic law that's stated in the Quran. So once they've hit puberty, they can't be in a room with a man that's not their husband, or work with a man that's not their husband, go to school with a man. So there's just like those certain things that I'm like, holy moly. Like there's just so much like humanitarian things that are really going on in Afghanistan that are affected by us leaving. And I'm not saying that us leaving is bad. I have family members. I would love for people to come home. Like I have friends whose lives have been completely ruined by this war, and like marriages torn apart, like scary, scary shit. So like 100%, I am fully with like bringing them home. But I also think that like, you can't go into someone's house for 20 years and fuck it up for 20 years under the guise of like, I'm helping, and then be like, clean it up yourself. It's not our problem anymore. Like, that's just kind of where I'm at.
Two things. One, Trump negotiated a 3-month ceasefire to allow 5,000 of the worst Taliban insurgent military members to get released from prison. Those 5,000 make up probably a majority now of the entire Taliban military. That also included one gentleman who is now the new president of the country, basically. He's like the head of the Taliban. So we basically, our country gave
Thanks,
up.
Thanks, Trump.
We gave 100%. Up 5,000 people for 3 months of bullshit for Trump to look at himself with, that now basically gave them their military and their whatever. Don't forget, we trained 200,000 to 300,000 Afghanis to be part of the military. We left them with a president. We left them with a city that was absolutely a city compared to what Kabul was in 2000. Okay. The president of Afghanistan bailed. He did not want anything to do with the new country once the U.S. government left. He bailed. He left.
I'm sure he was terrified because
the Afghan military basically stepped. The Afghan military outnumbered 10-1 the Taliban. That they didn't basically put up a fight for the most part. Why? Well, I've heard, and this is what's going to come out in the wash very soon. But I've heard the reports that basically the system that pays the Afghan military was so bad that they weren't being paid, and the Taliban, flush with cash from their sources, selling drugs, Russia, were paying the soldiers to drop their arms and join them. And what are you going to do? Say no to money and not dying? Go, give me money. Don't kill me. This is a win. This is the win for me. So what do you think is going to happen? So this is not the Americans' fault necessarily. This is definitely not Joe Biden's fault. This is what happens when you go and try to take over a country that has not ever been able to be this, you know, democracy on a hill. It's a very unique place with unique people that live a certain way. And
well,
that's
kind
okay.
of America's fault, though, because what 45 did was definitely president. And
no, what I mean is
like,
right.
You
but
know?
What I mean is America's fault, meaning Afghanistan is its own country, and that's who they want to be. They need to have their own self-determination and how they want to run themselves. And so what I'm saying is by not America's fault, I mean that like, it's great to think grand. You're like, we're going to make this great. We're going to help them become this country, and they're going to have democracy and peace, like post-World War II Japan, and become this anti-imperial democracy. And they're going to have this great economy, and they're going to have it. Not every place can be that. Most can't. And self-determination is what is going to happen. And that's what is happening in Afghanistan forever.
Hmm. Yeah, I still feel like America did a lot to fuck that up. I just feel like colonialism is like the American way, and you went in and you tried to do your colonialist bullshit while also making a bunch of money, and you set up like kind of a very flimsy structure, and then now it's somebody's, which we had a corrupt president who made it even worse.
And stuck there for 20 years.
And, you know, you've been stuck there, and now it's somebody, now somebody has to do the shit job that is going to make a lot of people die and affect a lot of their quality of life, and it sucks. It sucks really bad, and I don't know enough about it, and so we should stop talking about it. But we've said a lot. So hopefully we'll have more information in the future for you guys to like really really jump into this. Definitely, my heart goes out to the Afghan people and our military who's still over there right now. Everybody, it's a scary situation over there. So. My heart goes out to all of the people who are over there. And my heart goes out to the people of Haiti who are, you know, in the wake of this horrible, horrible earthquake. There was also a horrible earthquake in Ecuador. It's bad in the world. So
I wanted to wrap up what you were saying there, Casey, to put this into perspective for people. You talked a lot about COVID vaccines and what's happening in Haiti and Afghanistan. And I think, to wrap it up here, we're here choosing whether we're going to have a vaccine and people are hanging on to planes and people just had an earthquake and people are dying. So
yeah.
I learned a lot on this podcast for myself. I came into this coming out of being sick, but also feeling very confused, having a very polar, pull and tug situation going on with my family and a lot of stuff like happening. And I think I brought that to the table in the sense that I think a lot of people feel that way, but I'm leaving this feeling like, yeah. I think it's a clear choice. And I knew for myself, but for the people who are listening and have listened through the whole thing for the whole 56 minutes, it's very real in Haiti. People are dying and it's very real in Afghanistan. People are holding and clinging to planes to escape. So get the vaccine. You have a choice. That's not a life or death situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's very real. Give yourself
the best shot.
Beautiful way to wrap it up. Yeah. Last of music.
Hell yeah.
Somebody else say what we should go out on today, y'all. My head's not in.
I kind of feel like we should go out on that. Like, I think a perspective shift. I think we all kind of needed that little perspective shift of like, yeah, shit's hard, but guess what? We're not clinging to a plane. We're not cleaning up the rubble of, you know, our homes. There's not 1,200 people plus that have died in this horrific disaster. Like,
and we have access to vaccines, which we seem to forget a lot. Yeah. A lot of places still don't have access. We are having to send some of ours. And like, we can for free go get tests and we can for free go get a vaccine. So there's so much to be grateful for there. And I think just the opportunities we have in this country, it's like, don't take them for granted just because you're like,
yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
So gratitude is what we're leaving on.
And be a rebel and question the government, but you know.
But don't also just question the government to question the government. Like, not everything needs to be questioned about the government. That's all I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to leave it on.
I mean, everything can be questioned, but like,
I disagree, but that's me. We could go down that rabbit hole.
Everything can be questioned, but like, don't be unreasonable. Don't do it because it's trendy.
Don't just question the government if you actually have a question. And if you actually have a question and the answer is given to you, don't then just be like, "Well, I don't trust it."
Don't just go because. Like, I think have kids, I want them to question everything. I want them to ask questions and I want them to get answers.
That's smart.
Period. Like, that's me. And it's like, you have people in places of power, and it's like, we don't have access to all of that information. So I think there should be very clear transparency.
I'm just saying, don't be contrarian to be contrarian. Like,
and I'm saying be contrarian. I'm just joking.
I think Paige is talking about like trending topic people. Paige is just talking about like.
No, I'm joking. I'm just being an asshole now. But that's on my cup. So I can't say I didn't warn you. It does say activist artist asshole. So whatever.
It does say that.
I've been telling y'all since episode one.
Listen. All right.
Be grateful. Be grateful for each other.
Don't worry, guys. We still love each other.
Oh, yeah.
No, we love each other so much.
Be grateful that people can have conversations like this and not fight with each other.
And also not be persecuted by our government for, like, talking shit about them literally every week.
Yes.
Delete all these records? Can we get rid of all this?
Can we scrub this?
If something goes down, we're going to have to scrub this from the internet.
Yeah, scrub the fuck out of it. It's probably too late. I feel like we have Russian
listeners.
Honestly,
nah, probably you know what?
Okay, let me just be really clear right
scrub
now.
It. I wouldn't scrub it. I'll go down with the cause. I'm in it.
Honestly, I'm going to be on Mars, so.
She's going to be on Mars, but if shit goes crazy and shit goes south, my name is Peggy Sue Ann.
Girl.
You know what? My name is Paige Catherine Nelson, and I stand by everything I fucking said in this podcast.
If I've ever seen somebody who couldn't pass for Peggy Sue Ann, it's you.
Shut up. They can't see me. It's the podcast.
If there's someone.
Okay, y'all. I got to go to work. Let's shut this
We have to leave. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Be grateful today. Think about things you're grateful for. Please like, rate, listen, subscribe, share, and comment. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Question the government. Just do it.
Oh my God.